A dispute over public financing for political candidates in Massachusetts has reached a new low. The state high court has ordered the seizure and sale of state-owned property to fund candidates who agree to strict new fundraising and spending limits. A dozen late-model vehicles have already been seized and are scheduled to be auctioned off this weekend to finance the voter-approved Clean Elections Law. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobian reports.
In 1998, Massachusetts voters overwhelmingly passed a ballot initiative called the Clean Elections Law. The initiative offered public financing to candidates who agreed to limit campaign spending and fundraising. But the measure's victory at the ballot box didn't give it sway in the state legislature, which refused to allocate money for the program. The Speaker of the State House of Representatives, Tom Finneran, called the public financing initiative a welfare program for aspiring politicians. With the state facing severe budget cuts, Speaker Finneran now says he can't afford the Clean Elections program.
Some people may think it's a high priority. For years, I've been describing it as a frivolous idea and a frivolous expenditure. I'm just not sure that it withstands scrutiny at a time like this.
But earlier this year, the state high court found that the legislature has a constitutional obligation to either fund the Clean Elections Law as it was approved by the voters or repeal it. After the legislature ignored the court's order, the justices ruled that backers of clean elections could sell off state property to finance the measure. The first assets seized were a pair of navy blue 2001 Ford Expeditions from the Lottery Commission's parking lot. Standing next to one of the vehicles, Clean Elections activist David Donnelly casts himself as a reluctant repo man.
We want to have as little intrusion on the taxpayers, so looking at late model cars, those that can have a high resale value, will minimize the number of cars overall that we'll take, and we think that this Expedition meets that definition.
Two flatbed tow trucks barrel into the lottery's parking lot. The Ford Expeditions were driven by technicians who serviced lottery machines across the state. The head of the lottery complained that they'll be expensive to replace. Each hulking SUV is winched onto the back of a truck and chained down.
Where am I bringing this?
The Clean Elections backers also seized 11 other cars, and Donnelly says they'll go after additional state assets.
We have looked at the furniture in several legislative offices, including the Speaker's office, and we'd like to put that up for sale. And so we'll be back in court to argue that taking a love seat, for example, is not a hindrance on the legislative process.
One lawmaker, served with a request for an inventory of his office furniture, responded by throwing his desk and chairs out into the State House hallway.
If there was ever an unintended consequence of political reform, this is it.
Anthony Corrado, a professor of government at Colby College in Maine, follows campaign finance reform nationally. Corrado says incumbent politicians are often leery of public financing for campaigns because it makes it more likely that they'll face well-funded challengers.
And that's one of the reasons why incumbents are so hesitant to adopt these programs in the first instance, which has made the initiative process almost essential in getting this type of law passed.
Unlike in some other states, an initiative in Massachusetts can't force the legislature to fund a particular program. Thus, Clean Elections supporters say they have no other option than auctioning off state-owned vehicles to finance the scheme. Next week, the state high court holds a hearing on the fate of House Speaker Tom Finneran's office furniture. The legislative leader shows no sign of relenting and appropriating funds for Clean Elections. Finneran says if his furniture is auctioned off, he'll simply work standing up. For NPR News, I'm Jason Bobien in Boston.